Data from the UN Health Agency, the WHO, shows that diabetes is a growing global threat, particularly in poorer countries. Characterized by high levels of blood sugar, the condition now affects more than 420 million people, compared with 108 million in 1980. An estimated 1.5 million people die from illnesses associated with diabetes every year, and more than 40% of these deaths occur prematurely before the age of 70. These deaths are largely preventable, says UN Health Agency's Dr. Etienne Krug.
Clearly, diabetes is on the rise. It's on the rise everywhere, in all parts of the world. The highest rates are found particularly in the WHO Middle Eastern region and in Southeast Asia and the Western Pacific. But the rise is seen everywhere.
Factors driving this rise in sufferers include urbanization, being overweight, a lack of exercise, and a poor diet. And now, in its first global report on diabetes, WHO wants governments to take measures to support healthier lifestyles, as well as work to detect the disease earlier and provide better treatment. A key challenge for WHO is addressing the fact that only one in three of the world's poorest countries has access to life-saving insulin, while the medicine's relatively high cost continues to cripple households in developing nations. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.